What's up? What's up? What's going
What's
on?
What's poppin'?
Be back.
Wow.
We in this bitch finna get crunk.
I remember that moment in time.
Oh my god, not Peaches, my bro. From Vine.
Oh, remember Vine?
I remember Vine.
Vine was a good time in the world.
It was. It was fun. All the funny videos. Who else do I remember from Vine? They just need to bring that app back. What's up, y'all? It's Audrey.
It's Sean Eric, and you're listening to...
Do You Want to Talk About It?
Do You Want to Talk About It?
Lord, how you been, friend, since last time I saw you?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm really good. It's fall.
It's fall season.
It's cuffing season.
Oh, Lord. I don't know about that.
So get cuffed, decuffed, recuffed.
I don't know about all that.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know about cuffing season.
This is when you, like, go on dates and the leaves are falling and, like, it's cold outside and you got a coat on and y'all go to Starbucks. And we live in a city, so it's real, like, Sex in the City meets Power, depending on what kind of love you like.
True. I'm gonna do all of that. I'm gonna do a little bit of that, but ain't no dude about to drive me crazy, so.
Why does the fall romance and cuffing season gotta be crazy?
It's not, it don't have to be crazy. It's just these dudes don't be knowing how to act right. You know, they be lying extra. They be, you know, trying to, you know, it's cold outside, so they trying to see which baby mama they can stay with for the season, you know.
This is not
like,
they
be trying to see
what female
got their, what female got their own crib that they could go to, like.
Friend, you got your own crib, just so y'all know.
Don't come my way. Do not come my way. But I mean, I'm excited for fall. What's your favorite, like, fall holiday? Like, Thanksgiving, Halloween?
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. For starters, my mom hosts Thanksgiving. So, like,
your mama be cooking, she be throwing
my
down.
My mom be cooking down, ooh, dog.
Oh, don't tell me that, because you know my family's in the IE too, so I'm have to, you know, do the thing with my
you
family.
You
want to
drive by?
I'm going to do a drive-by.
Am I going to get you an invite for Thanksgiving?
You're going to have to give me a plate ready. I'll bring my own Tupperware if necessary.
No, we can get you a plate ready.
Okay, I'll give me a plate.
We can get you a plate.
Give me a plate ready, you
we
know.
Can get
you,
we can send you a luggage.
Not Farrah.
What's your favorite?
We can send you your luggage. Mine would have to be, I can't pick one. I'm sorry, I can't. Mine would have to be a combination of all three. Like, I love Halloween and, like, dressing up whenever I actually do that.
See, usually I don't like Halloween. No? But this year I'm dressing up and, oh, I'm excited.
I
want to
dress up. I love Halloween. I love Thanksgiving. And I love Christmas time. One of my, like, things that I want to do, I always wait till the last minute to look into it, though. But I think this year I'm actually going to, like, implement it and actually take action to plan it for next Christmas.
What?
I want to do a Christmas, or not necessarily Christmas Day or Christmas Eve,
yeah,
but I want to do, like, December, like, a weekend in New York. Just to
really
get that experience of, like, Rockefeller Center and, like, ice skating and everything. I just feel like it's just, like, it feels like home. Like,
yeah,
it feels, not necessarily feels like home, because I'm not from there.
When I
but
think
it
about
feels
New York,
like,
I think about, like, home
it feels
alone.
Like Christmas. Yeah, home alone.
That, like, vibe.
Like, I
want to
be, like, in a cute, like, high-rise hotel, like, cozy,
yeah,
like, watching Home Alone and stuff, and just do all, like, the holiday things, like, all of the things that I've seen of, as far as, like, decorations and, like, Christmas, and just a lot of old Christmas movies that I've seen,
yeah,
they're always, like, in the city of, like, New York or Chicago. So I'm,
yeah,
like, that definitely...
I get what you're saying with that, like, that vibe of,
yeah,
like,
in the snow. We don't get
snow.
We don't get snow
don't
in
get
L.A.
It'd
so
be
like,
sunny sometimes,
yeah,
on Christmas out here.
But I agree with you for Halloween. Definitely I'm dressing up this
I'm excited for, like,
year.
Fall this year. Usually I'm not a big fall person.
No?
No.
I am.
I'm a summer baby.
I am. You know, I lived in Texas for a few years, so I actually...
Did you really?
Yeah. So I
what
like
part?
I like that type of weather. Like, Arlington, Dallas-Fort Worth.
H-Town.
Adjacent.
Adjacent.
No, never H-Town, but I've been there before. But yeah, I just, like, I've always remembered, like, that, like, fucking thunderstorms and
Texas
and like
would scare me because doesn't Texas
and
part
like
of the
snow and
hurricane
stuff.
Tornado
not
proof?
Hurricanes they definitely do have tornadoes, but I mean I've been through some. I don't think it's ever been so drastic where I've been living at times, so I'm thankfully I've never had to experience like any terrible natural disaster or weather like that. But I mean, just like the rain, when it does rain out here, kind of reminds me of that. Yeah. And like, kind of like how New York just reminds me of like Christmas.
So, I love that. And then also, they announced Usher for Super Bowl halftime.
Oh my gosh.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. And I feel like that's a good follow-up following Rihanna. Like,
they're
just going to keep it up there.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, he was in Vegas. I'm so mad I didn't get to see that show because now he's going to Paris.
Yeah, he's been in Paris crazy. Now. That's crazy. I would have loved to see him in Vegas.
I'm mad I didn't. I heard that show was amazing.
I'm mad I didn't have no man to, like, make jealous, like, want to go see Usher. Like, you know, with Keke Palmer's dude. Mm-mm.
The women be scared now. Like, when Sweetie went, she was like, nah, like, she looked like she was high.
She was real nonchalant.
She was nonchalant. And then now it's just Gabrielle Union.
Girl, Usher. It's Usher.
So if you were in a relationship, regardless you were engaged, relationship, you would go up there and do your big one.
My man. Like
what about your man?
It would be all about Usher. Like, my man would be non-existent in my head, like, for that whole entire
night.
That's
why you find a man, like, who would be comfortable with that.
Yeah, moment. And yeah. Just very confident in where you stand and stuff like that. And, you know, be like, she's just going to go see her favorite artist. No big thing. No big deal.
Oh, my God. I still can't believe I saw Beyonce.
Beyonce. Oh, my gosh.
That was so amazing.
I didn't get to see Beyonce, but, I mean, with all the damn TikTok videos...
Did you feel like you were there?
I feel like I was there. I mean, I wasn't. It's definitely a different setting actually being at the concert, but...
It was so magic. Like, Beyonce just knows how to, like, create a moment for you at a concert. Because, like, the costumes, the music, the closeness, like...
Queen Bee
is the only one who could do that for you.
Allegedly, she's doing, like, Renaissance Act 2 and Act 3. So...
That's word on the street.
Word on the street is we're getting, like, some more albums... Potentially some more tours.
We need the visuals.
Like, potentially some more visuals.
I heard there's more tour dates. But in the meantime, since you couldn't go, it's going to be in theaters. So you can watch it in December.
I'll definitely pay money to go see
that. I'm going.
You know what?
Taylor Swift and her back-to-back in theaters with her concert.
I actually want to see Taylor Swift. I was actually, like, I did regret not going to see Taylor Swift. Because to be honest, like, Taylor is that girl. Like, she started off as a country singer. And then, like, she's more, like, a little more pop folk now. But, like, even when she was just doing country music, though, it's like... Everyone, like, loved her no matter what, like, race, ethnicity. Like, everyone loved or knew at least one Taylor Swift song. Not you.
I didn't know. So, I had
you knew the songs, though.
My best friend in high school loved Taylor Swift. And I was like, it's not for me. And I always said, the day she goes pop, because I know she's going to go pop, I'm going to be there for that. So when she went pop, I was like, so what's up, friend? Like, I told you. And she worked with Max Martin, who started off with Britney Spears. So I knew when that happened, things were going to transform.
Was it just wasn't here for Taylor's country?
No, because when I like country, I like the country that sounds like borderline R&B. Because it's that rhythm and blues of country that comes from our people. That's what I love in my country. Like, when you listen to, like, for example, like Carrie Underwood, when she does her country, it's borderline like R&B. Because
the way she has a soulful voice. Yes. It's like Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, I like that country. Yeah. Like, when country singers have soul in their voice, sign me up. But Taylor was like, he was sitting outside in the shade. Like, nah, I'm good, sis.
Two new country artists that I like.
I love Mara Morris.
Mary Morris.
Just said she's done with country.
I heard her first when she worked with, I think she worked with Zed, and she worked with, like...
I love that song. Yeah. Me in the middle.
Yeah. Also, I like Kacey Musgraves.
I love Kacey. And I don't like her as a person, but I like...
Yeah.
I like her music.
I like Kelsea Ballerini, too. Did you see the, the VMAs? The MTV VMAs recently? That Nicki Minaj hosted?
Yes.
So, Kelsea Ballerini performed.
She did?
She did. And the song she performed, I loved it. You have to see the performance and listen to the song. And then listen to the song again, like, without the performance. And you'll be like, I love this song. And, like, it's, like, It was really, really good. And I'm trying to, I'm blanking right now. Yeah. I'm so mad. I forgot the name of it. I think it's like...
I'll have to find it.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it, but I will remember it again because, no, I loved it. And it was like, I was like, okay, Kelsey, I fuck with you. Let me listen to some of your songs. So
yeah,
I'm going to have to listen to it a little bit more so I can actually remember it. But no, I really liked her. So I got my little, you know, a good country group that is amazing.
What are you going to say?
Lady Antebellum.
They don't go by Lady Antebellum.
They don't. Lady A, right?
I think so, yeah. I love, one of my favorite Lady A songs is Need You Now.
Bruh! Friend.
If y'all put that on in a car, don't be surprised if I bring out my cowboy hat.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
That reminds you of like Starbucks and like the winter and like the fall.
Does it remind you of like 2015, like 2018 era?
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, definitely good times. That's a good song.
That is a good country song.
But yeah, I'm happy for this fall season. You know what? That's a vibe. You got me now. I'm going to like put on some country tunes. It's bacon season.
Bacon?
It's bacon. Not bacon.
Wow, I'm fat.
Baking.
B-A-K-I-N-G. I was like, bacon? Where is there bacon?
We are baking. I always...
What do you bake?
Okay, so one of my traditions when I spend Thanksgiving with my family, I always bring a dessert. I'm good with my desserts, and I always do a red velvet cheesecake cake. So a layer of red velvet cake, cheesecake in the middle, and another layer of red velvet frosting, and I make it from scratch. I've mastered it. I've been doing it since like 2014, and I stick with it. So that's...
I don't want y'all to hate me when I say this. I don't like red velvet cake.
You don't like red velvet?
I don't like red velvet.
I mean, it's basically a mixture of like chocolate and vanilla.
Don't try to trick me like that. I like real chocolate. I see what you did there. Because you know I like chocolate. That's why.
No, when I found that out, I was just like, oh, okay. But I was like, it's no.
I am like, take me to like the king of German chocolate.
Ooh. We might have to
caramel
do a little Thanksgiving plate
exchange. My mama's caramel cake is live.
My stepmom's German chocolate cake.
My mom's German chocolate
cake.
It's the
truth.
We need to
dessert plates.
We need to coordinate that for real.
Yeah, for real.
Because I need to taste. Yeah, we need to do that. Ooh. My mom's peach cobbler is fire.
Ooh.
My mom's sweet potato pie. I'm not a big sweet potato pie person.
I've never been a pie girl in general.
Really?
Like apple pie, peach cobbler. I will have a slice if it's like fresh baked, like homemade, with like a scoop of ice cream.
I'm paranoid with hot fruit. So if it's going to be one of the hot fruit pies... I'll do apple, but I love cherry pie, bruh.
Oh, Lord.
Cherry pie.
I'm hungry now, friend. We're going to have to.
We just ate.
We did. Don't put me out there like that.
You know, I got to share it because if you hear, I'm just going to say, if you hear this dog running around, it's my dog, Jack.
Yeah, he over here just wagging.
He over here getting hyped. Running around,
scratching, and just being a man.
Well, last time we recorded, he ran across like the floor or something.
He did, and I don't think anyone noticed it.
I didn't notice it, but I remember it happening because I looked at him like, "What'd you do?"
I just looked at him. Right,
I rolled my eyes. Yeah, but this time he's awake because eventually he went to sleep in the last episode.
Mm. He sure did.
He did. He laid like right here somewhere.
Not a peep in sight. Now he want to be active as hell.
He said, I'm awake.
Damn this dog. I want to get a dog.
You don't need a dog.
I don't need a dog for you.
Every minute.
I love animals.
Did you take him to the vet? Did you take him to the vet? It's like.
I love animals. I'm an animal person.
I told you about this morning when like.
Animals love me.
I accidentally, whatever, he yelped because I think I hit like his leg. And then I told him, like, okay, like, go.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Sean is a dog abuser.
Don't put that out there.
He had a dog abusing moment. It wasn't on purpose, though.
I did not have a dog abusing moment. That's not true.
You said you accidentally.
Not you spewing lies on this podcast.
You accidentally, like, sat on
I
him or something.
I was half asleep.
And he yelped.
That's
help.
Why he's laying on my knee, though, right? But I'm an abuser.
That poor dog.
You love me.
He probably had fear in his soul.
Not fear in his soul.
Oh, Lord.
But so, we're less than 90 days away from 2024. That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's right around the corner. I feel like
it's gonna fly by.
For me, it's been like a long damn year.
I think for a lot of people, it's been a heavy year.
Oh, it has some trials and tribulations.
Are you going to do any, like...
New Year's resolutions?
Or, like, anything of that sort. I don't know. I usually don't. I don't even participate.
Yeah, I stopped calling it, like, New Year's resolutions.
What do you call it?
I just write out, like, need to do or, like, plans or, like... goals, reminders. I don't like to call it New Year's resolution because I feel like I'm just not setting myself up for failure, but...
Most people don't follow them.
Yeah, a lot of people don't follow through. So I try to just change it up for myself to where it's like, okay, these are goals that I'm not necessarily need to, that I'm going to work on.
Yeah.
And then if I tell myself that, and it just kind of, it gives me a different mental perspective than saying like, oh, just another New Year's resolution, I'll try it again next year. Right. No, like, and I've heard this a lot. I've taught myself this also, like, you don't have to wait until the new year to necessarily start a new goal or a transition in your life that you're wanting to take.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it whenever. I think it's just the New Year's like a fresh start to a lot of people. And that's always been like the tradition.
Because it's kind of like a reset.
Yeah, or like a reset. I'm like, I feel like every month can be like a new reset or even every day. I don't know. Depends on like who your faith is to and how whoever prays and everything like that. But I just kind of like try to mix it up. I don't want to set myself in that position to where, okay, I could just do it next year. No, do it now.
Do it now. Yeah. What's one thing, because I'm going to be real, I don't have, other than this has been a lifelong thing to like, it's just been my like current role in my current job is more stressful. So like I need to get back on the health wagon, but that's like my yearly thing to just be health conscious. But like, I'm not setting anything else, but like, what's, do you have something in mind that you already want to like realign, readjust for 2024?
Yes. And I think you clarified this for me. I want to like kind of just realign, not necessarily friendships, because it could be like strangers or just like friends of friends too.
Yeah.
I definitely want to reset boundaries and expectations and the way I'm like, I don't want to change the like happy, good, kind person that I am, but I want to change how I, you know, set those boundaries and like, you know, to like give and receive. So
yeah,
in a sense of that, just kind of like not be so much a giver, but learn to also accept as well, because a lot of times givers have a lot of issues with accepting, and this is not like financially or like specifically, it can be like mentally, it can be like advice, it could be just anything, like a favor or something.
So like being like an even exchange.
Yeah, not necessarily even exchange, because you know, in the Bible it does talk about, you know, you shouldn't be giving to expect to receive anything back.
We are in church.
But it's not so much of thinking like I'm expecting to receive. It's just, you know, you get tired of...
just doing good to do good.
Yeah, not even that. It's just like, that's who I want to be as a person, is just this kind person, because I want to be, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better. That makes me feel great, you know, doing great things. And I just, you know, try to be good as much as possible, even though how many like bad things may happen, just kind of stay on that positive route and just always like speak and give kindness. So I think it's just kind of just thinking of, you want to sometimes feel that people see that, not necessarily see that, but you kind of want to feel that same energy back reciprocated.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of times I don't feel that energy reciprocated. So I don't want to take back at what I'm doing and who I am. It's just, I definitely want to set boundaries where I feel like people are taking advantage of that.
Okay.
So just setting more boundaries with like certain people and things that I do. Just making sure I'm not like overexhausting myself going out of my way for people.
Yeah, because you definitely want to be like a mirror when it comes to your friendship. Not a mirror, but like... you want your friendships to be intentional. Like, you want intentional friendships from both ends of the friendship, not just from your end or their end or et cetera.
Yeah, definitely. So, I don't know. I'm wording it out, and I'm kind of, like, just saying it as it comes to my mind. So, it may sound all over the place, but hopefully y'all can, like, get what I'm saying and, like, get a good POV of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that, and what else, friend? You know, we've been on this health journey for some time now. I need to get more active. You know, I work from home, like, permanently.
I need to work on my vices. I feel like that's a big thing for me. Like, my vices.
What are some of your vices?
Oh, God. I'm nervous to talk about it.
We're already getting started. Go ahead. What are some of your vices, friend?
Let's talk about it. So my personal vices. Okay, let's talk. Let's get into it.
Let's talk about it.
So I have a tendency. I feel like I have an addictive personality. Now that doesn't mean what like it sounds, but like.
So you think you're the baddest bitch?
Addictive is more like when I like something, mm-hmm. I like it a lot, mm-hmm. and then I'll use that thing like. When I feel down, like mm-hmm. if I like, for example, I have phases with different foods, which is really bad. But like one time my mom brought home like chocolate covered pretzels mm-hmm. and like I've obviously had them before, mm-hmm. but I like them so much that I would start eating them like a lot and I would get the same kind. And then everywhere I went, I would search for those chocolate covered pretzels.
Okay, sorry to interject. Are you reading my mind right now? Because I just discovered those this year and I love them.
No, this was a couple years ago.
Okay.
But it's funny that I mentioned it. Okay. No.
Little side note there. But
which ones did you discover though?
I tried the, I think it was called Flips. No, that was the second time trying.
Is it like a blue packaging?
It was a blue packaging. But before, I think I tried a different brand, and I liked it better than
Flips. Because I got addicted on the white Hershey chocolate ones, the Reese's ones, all the different variations of chocolate-covered pretzels. Like, I had a whole moment. So when I say that, mm-hmm. I'll go through phases of, like, different foods that I like. So what that will mean is, like, if I'm going through a difficult time... Mm-hmm. Food will become a vibe. Obviously, food you have to eat, but like the cravings and like the bad habits of the food I like, mm-hmm. whether it be fast food or like stuff like that, it becomes a vice because like it's a bad habit for me. Which is like if I'm really stressed out or like I'm going through a bad time or I'm emotional, it's like borderline emotional eating.
Yeah.
And I just won't care about what it is because I feel good when I eat that stuff. And, like, obviously we all need time to, like, eat the foods we like.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're not good for you. But I feel like for me, if I'm, like, really going through it, it's like an escape. And I feel like...
Like you're, like, letting your emotions out in the food?
You just feel good because that food makes you happy. Like...
Yeah, in that moment.
Yeah, and I feel like we all do that. Either subconsciously or consciously. But, like, I feel like that's something I need to work on. And I feel like that'll help me a lot with, like... wanting to get in a healthier space, wanting to lose weight, wanting to just be healthier as a person because I feel like I utilize, like, those foods a lot. Like, whether it be chocolate, mm-hmm. whether it be fast food, whether it be, I don't know, like, just food at all. Like, I don't, and the funny thing with me is, like, I don't eat a lot, but I eat, like, the bad foods and I eat later at night. I think
a lot of people have that problem. It's like, oh, I don't eat a lot. I eat maybe, like, once. I have so many friends that are
but it's the worst thing.
I eat once a day.
Yeah.
But it's like when they do eat, it's like the most terrible meal.
That's
it's going to fill them up for the day and they probably won't eat again. But it's like the worst meal. Like that one meal you just ate could have been like three meals spread it out if they were like healthy portions or healthy choices.
Because the calories add up really fast. So that's one thing. Another thing is, oh my God, I've done some crazy things for Red Bull. Red Bull is like...
Really?
Red Bull is one of my biggest vices in the world. And
does
everybody,
it give you wings?
Everybody who knows me knows that Red Bull is my thing.
You like, love Red Bull.
For example, you know how I went to Mexico earlier this year?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Ensenada and we got off the cruise boat because we're on a cruise. And like I wake up on a daily basis and I'm like, when I need Red Bull... It's a vice because Red Bull either will make me happy or make me, like, feel comfortable or I'll feel like, okay, if I have a Red Bull, this day will go better. So, like, mm-hmm. I have a big... that's borderline addiction, but I feel like it's more of a vice now because I don't drink it every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, for example, in Mexico, we got... Like, you know Mexico, for starters.
Like, you're like, I just gotta have a Red Bull every day, top of the morning.
Yeah, and so we, like, get to Mexico. We're driving through Ensenada, and I see, like, a McDonald's, and I'm like... Everywhere I go in a neighborhood,
you
I
go
have
McDonald's in Mexico?
Yes, friend.
Okay, I've never been to Mexico.
So every country has McDonald's, and some of them have various menu items that are not in the U.S.
Oh.
So, like, Japan or, like, China.
The only other one, other McDonald's I've been to, like, outside of, like, California or Texas or, like, a nearby state that I've been to, probably, like, Hawaii, they have a different menu. So I've never been out of the country to visit a different, like, McDonald's.
The good thing, like, the cool thing is different McDonald's in different countries have different menu items. So if you ever go, y'all ever travel internationally, the McDonald's menu in the U.S. and also McDonald's tastes way better outside the U.S. Like, that's how I feel.
Even though it's in the U.S., it tasted better in Hawaii, I will say.
Really?
They had really, like, Hawaiian Pacific Islander style, like, breakfast. Like, spam, they had spam, yeah. Like, eggs, like, they had steamed rice. Spammed eggs and steamed rice? Oh, my gosh, so good. With a little bit of soy sauce? So good. So good.
Huh. So, yeah, so, like, I see, so anytime, if I'm looking around and you see me looking around, like, different streets wherever I go, I'm looking for a gas station or I'm looking for a 7-Eleven because I need a Red Bull.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know this.
Really?
No.
Now, you know, so we got there. I was like, a gas station. So, mm-hmm. In my head, we're about to, so we took, like, this, like, tour guide bus mm-hmm. to, like, Ensenada, like, in downtown. Mm-hmm. And I asked the guy, I'm like, where's the nearest gas station? Because I saw one coming here, right? And the lady provided me instructions to go to it, right? So I was like, bet. Like, it's right there. I could just walk over there. I'm fine.
Okay.
So I'm leaving, and, like, my brother-in-law and my stepdad pop up. And they're like, you can't just go anywhere in Mexico. Like, and I'm like,
I feel like that's true.
It is true, but I'm on a Red Bull mission. I don't care about that.
It was that serious.
Yes, that's how bad it is, and it's a borderline addiction, but I think it's more of a vice because, like, I don't drink them daily. I used to, mm-hmm. but it's something that, like, I depend on to improve my mood or improve the day, or, like, when I drink a Red Bull, I just feel so much better, and I don't even think the energy drink portion of it works, but basically, they walked up on me, and they walked with me to the gas station. We went to this gas station. They had all these cool drinks and, like, different candies because you're in Mexico.
Yeah.
But also, I have specific Red Bull flavors that I have to drink.
Oh, Lord. Break it down. So
it has to be peach.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my Red Bull sponsorship.
That sounds good.
Peach Red Bull?
I didn't know Red Bull has peach.
Drink a, like, peach Red Bull. You'll change your life.
The flavor of Red Bull with peach? That sounds good. Like,
so
it would be good.
Let me tell you my top. Okay, so they have seasonal flavors mm-hmm. and they have year-round flavors. So peach is year-round, right?
Okay.
There's a watermelon one. I love the watermelon. So my top three are watermelon, peach. Like, those two ones are good. Right now, they have one called Juneberry. It's a blue can. It's seasonal for summer, but it's still out. That's my flavor, y'all. Last winter, they had a crisp apple one. That was my, like, shit. But these are seasonal ones. So the seasonal ones are, like, the best ones. The year before that, they had, like, a cranberry one.
I'm trying
to. No, a pomegranate one. It was so good.
I don't know about pomegranate, but I'm stuck on the peach. I'm trying the peach.
Peach will change your life. I've combined that with liquor.
That's good. I'm going to try it by itself, but that sounds really good.
I've done it with Ciroc because, you know, I'm a Ciroc boy. And so that's one of my vices. Red Bull is a vice because I rely on that. It's a, like, bad habit. You know how bad Red Bull is for you?
That's what I was about to say. Like, it, you know, as good as it sounds, and I'm definitely still going to try that peach, but...
But you're not going to start drinking it daily.
No, definitely not. I feel like I can't do energy drinks like that. I did that, like, in high school with, like, Monster
Rockstar
energy drinks.
Monsters.
And my ass wasn't even drinking. I was just drinking it because everybody else was drinking it.
But Red Bull, to me, is, like, what coffee is to a lot of people.
To a lot of people, yeah.
A lot of people have to have, you know, like, in the morning they say, like, I have to have my coffee or, like, my tea or whatever the case may be.
That's how you are with Red Bull.
Yeah, like, that's, like, my thing. Red Bull is really, like, a necessity in the morning for me. Some days, most days.
Yeah.
Because then I equate it to, like, if I don't have a great day, I'm like, it would have been better if I had a Red Bull.
Damn Red Bull. Yeah. I've been that way with coffee before, and I try to switch it. I have a lot of tea now, so I try to switch it up, and I get, like, different tea flavors, and then instead of adding sugar, I'll add, like, honey. But then, like, I don't do that all week. Like, a few days of the week, I'll have my coffee with my creamer, but I don't add sugar because the creamer has sugar in it. So I feel you. I get what you're saying.
Definitely. I have a problem with Red Bull. Everybody knows it, but I hope Red Bull reaches out for a sponsorship. I know we're not there yet, but Red Bull, I'm ready.
Lord.
But like, so like junk food, Red Bull, vices. Those are good examples. There's some other things that like, I'm very big on like, to alleviate stress, I need escapes. So like, that can equate to other things. That could be people, that could be an avenue of things that like are used for me to escape how I feel.
Yeah.
But they're really bad habits, which then make it like vices for me.
Yeah. I think for me, like one of my vices, I think would just be like toning it down and knowing my limits, like when it comes to like, oh, my good old friend tequila.
Ooh, tequila.
I feel like I drink responsibly nowadays to like know my limits to where I can still have a good responsible time and like still be aware and everything. But I feel like when I'm in settings where it's like either like my friends were there or they're no longer there, or like I'm by myself and around a different new group of people, I feel like I'm drinking like more as like a coping mechanism. Mm. And when I'm drinking more, it's just straight up like tequila, tequila, tequila.
Tequila.
And like recently I had an incident where like I really didn't remember anything, like I lost my phone and I was just like, I did not like how that like situation made me feel.
Yeah.
Like personally, I felt like it just kind of reminded me of like my younger 20s, and I was like, oh girl, we don't do this. So I think just that entire like having that feeling and like of course having a hangover for a little bit, I think it just kind of like made me kind of like put things back into perspective. Like I don't go like out and like clubbing much, like, or to like bars or anything like that, but when I do, I have a good time and I don't want to be in that situation again. So I just feel like one of my vices is just like toning it down when it comes to like liquor. Like I'm good with beer, like wine, champagne, mimosa all day.
Oh, but I love a good mimosa.
Yeah, I think just that is just like, I don't know, just making sure I always remember to like drink responsibly, because I never want to overdo it. And this is not like an every day or every weekend thing. This is just, even if it's a once in a while thing, just making sure I don't go overboard. So just kind of using something else, or either excluding myself from that situation.
Or managing to it
where,
better.
Yeah, to yeah. Where if I know that I want to like drink to like kind of get rid of anxiety or in whatever crowd I'm around, that maybe I just need to exclude myself from the situation in that moment.
Well, the thing with liquor too, like in general, when you know, like TV shows, movies, like liquor is meant to like calm you down and like relax you. Cause I know for me, I'm not a big consumer of liquor, but when I'm with friends, like I don't keep count. I don't really track it. But it's not like I don't go crazy. It's just a matter of like, you're more relaxed because like, for example, I don't, you know, often have alcoholic beverages. But if I'm in the right space, you know, I relax.
Exactly.
I work hard. Remember, like, it's just a, it's not.
You know, we're having a good, like, adult time.
You're having a good time.
I said that to you earlier, too. Like, if I'm at home and, like, at my place, or if I'm at, like, you know, like, a known friend's place and I'm in a comfortable setting, like, we're going to have some fun. Like, it's game night or whatever. We're doing our thing. But I think it's just, like, being in definitely new settings.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't come to this place with anyone. So I need to make sure that me responsibly, I get myself home like in a responsible, like timely manner and everything, so to where I don't get in a situation where I drink too much and, you know, I lose something or like forget something. And it's definitely like, you know, for safety reasons also.
I think
a lot of people do that, like younger, like I said, like in my 20s I was like something,
because you don't see the severity as much.
Because
I remember
something more
even
common.
Being in high school, like I was going down that route and I'm like, boy, you were in high school. Like,
I drank sometimes at like high school parties, but at the same time, I was scared to, because I was like, I'm not going home drunk. Like, I'm not about to get in trouble.
No.
So I don't think I was like, I think I did it like once at like a sleepover. Like, we had a wine cooler.
I like, love wine coolers.
Is it because it'll sneak up on
like
you?
Juice, though.
It's something that'll like, it'll sneak up on you, it'll creep up on you.
Oh my god,
bit.
I just drank champagne a few weeks ago.
Ooh, for the first time?
No. But like, I drank it where like at a brewery where like they didn't have like hard liquor in. So I'm more like vodka and like.
You
see,
love you some vodka, friend.
I love Ciroc. That's not vodka. Oh, yeah. That's Ciroc. But that's a whole other combo. But the champagne was so good. Mm-hmm. But after an hour or so, I'm like, woo! It sneaks up on you.
Yeah, champagne and Ciroc.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing with drinking in general, whether you are at your legal age or it was something you did before you were legal, mm-hmm. it has a lot of dangers to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to minimize that at all because, you know, you are not in your normal state of mind when you do drink.
I want to keep my liver.
But it does, you do, but you do escape, you know, stress. You do escape your anxiety. Yeah. For some people, it makes your anxiety worse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely important to manage it appropriately and always drink responsibly because even with DUIs, car accidents, it could just get really dark. And also, like, the depression after and the recovery. Yeah. Last time, I think it was a couple years ago on Halloween, I, like, did the most, and the recovery took days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, I hate that.
I hate that feeling. That's why even when I do drink liquor, like, I don't do any, like, sugary, like, drinks. I can't.
I love a sugary drink.
I can't. No, because I know that's what gives you, like, headaches.
It's the sugar.
It puts emphasis on the
headaches. But you should always drink water in between your drinks.
Yeah.
Definitely. Water it out.
I'm like tequila soda with a little lime wedge. Like, that'll be my usual go-to.
How do y'all drink that poison?
It's just, I don't like the sweetness in liquor anymore.
I love.
Nowadays, I feel like, you know what? Give me like a Mexican beer or an IPA. Give me a mimosa and I'm good to go. Like, I'm just keeping it that way because, child, tequila is not my friend. It ain't.
That sounds like a book.
It ain't. Tequila is not my friend. I'm gonna copyright that.
Tequila is not my friend.
Y'all don't steal that from me.
Y'all don't. It was heard here first.
You heard it here first.
Do you want to talk about it? Don't try to go and copyright it.
Tequila is not my friend. I'm gonna get to writing too.
Tequila is not my friend. You gotta say it with that accent too.
Child, yes. But this, just that, and also I think I can relate to you on like the eating habits and like
Lord.
Like just getting the health right. And I think a lot of people can, like,
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, like, I don't think it depends on like what size you are, because people can be like real like petite or like
and still
like have like
bad eating habits. But also, speaking of the fall, it's like comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I have a friend, not to put anybody on blast, I have a friend that doesn't eat vegetables, like, at all. Like, will never touch a salad. No,
I love a good
no
salad.
Greens. No greens ever in life. And, like,
what about greens?
We like always greens. Be picking on him. And no, he's like, he'll send us pictures, like, in our little group chat. He's like, look. And he's like, has his, like, what is it, like, natural, like, greens and veggies, vitamins, superfood vitamins.
Like, super, like Bloom?
Like, greens, vitamins.
Oh.
Kind of like how people do with the Bloom, but they're like literally vitamin pills.
I want to try Bloom.
And he's like, I take them daily. And I'm like, I get it, but I don't get it. Because I'm like,
nah.
It's different than like eating like a fresh like green salad. Like,
I remember one time it was like my 23rd. It was my birthday. And like drinking, I was smoking. And my mom looked at me like, it was like the most judgmental look.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like it was a back-to-back birthday. It was like Saturday and Sunday. I don't know if I could probably hang like that now, but all I remember is on Sunday, I got like just got a new car, and like I got toe up.
Not toe up.
But my best friend, like, drove my new car, but I threw up in it. It was just so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But the funny part about it was, I think I was not twerking, but I was just backing it up in a club, like, doing my thing. And I was obviously intoxicated, but I turn around, and Miss Lawrence from Atlanta Housewives is, like, dancing behind me.
Are you serious?
I was so god that I was like, is this real? Or is this, like,
you was living your best life.
No, but I was so confused because, like, you know, I was drinking, and the next thing you know, I'm like, Miss Lawrence? I'm like, is this real life? Or, like, is this somebody that, it was literally Miss Lawrence dancing behind me.
Not Miss Lawrence.
Miss Lawrence, that's you? Like, what you doing?
What you do after that, friend? You just kept twerking?
We were dancing together.
Together.
I was like, Miss Lawrence is really up in the club behind me. Like,
okay, Miss Lawrence.
The best memory ever.
Where was this at?
This was in West Hollywood.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like in West Hollywood, like in WeHo, like, I feel like that's common. Like, you'll see that anywhere. Like, if you're at the Abbey or like Mickey's or like, where was that place that used to have like Magnum Thursdays back in the day or something WeHo, like that? Nova or something.
It was called Plant. Was it plant? No. What was it called? Something with a P. Penthouse.
Penthouse, yeah.
Penthouse. They tore it down, though, right?
They still have penthouse day parties, though, I think.
I think it's
at the building, like, right next door to where that double-decker building was, where they had that, like, upstairs or something like that.
Because they're supposed to put, like, a shopping center there.
Something, but I'm like, dude, we don't need a shopping center there. I'm like, they already got the Pavilion Shopping Center.
As long as
with, like,
sir,
the Starbucks and everything.
Sir and TomTom don't move. Well, TomTom, but sir.
TomTom is sir.
No, sir. I don't care about TomTom.
They can keep sir.
Because Pump is going to TomTom.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Didn't we think they were closing? Speaking of Vanderpump, did you see Ariana Madix on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, and I also don't want to watch because Jamie Lynn Spears is on there. And
no comment on that. But Ariana.
I saw Ariana's clip.
Ariana did amazing. I think she did amazing overall.
She did good. Yeah. But I can't support it because Jamie Lynn Spears is on there.
It's official. I actually watched last season. But, I mean, there's people you'd like, dislike, or do like.
No,
but
I'm not supporting Jamie Lynn Spears.
Well, you can just watch it when Ariana goes on. Like, they had Ariana go very last.
I can watch the clips after and then, like, ignore them. I'm not supporting the broadcast, the ratings. No.
Not at all whatsoever?
No. What Britney Spears' family did to her is horrible, and Jamie Lynn is an accomplice in that, and I'm not supporting it. I'm sorry.
True.
You're not supporting her.
You're voting for somebody else. So we'll just look at that way.
I would watch Ariana, but I can't watch it because Jamie Lynn's
so you can't
there.
Watch the entire show because Jamie Lynn's on.
I can't give
what if, what about if she gets voted off?
Then I'll watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me know when she gets voted off. Y'all stop voting for Jamie Lynn Spears because we're not supporting her.
Vote for Ariana.
So that one time with Ms. Lawrence, I remember the next day recovering and I'm like, Ms. Lawrence was, I was asking my best friend, like, Ms. Lawrence was really behind. I called my mom, I was like, guess who was behind you? Like,
Ms. Lawrence,
but Ms. Lawrence was so sweet about it, so it was cool. But I feel like there's just so many vices. There's so many things you can use to, like, because there's so much more, after COVID, there's so much more anxiety and more stress. So you try to find ways to cope and deal with it.
And I think that comes with a lot of people being alone at home. Not necessarily alone at home, but just having life slow down.
Yes.
So it was a lot more, like, for me, it was a lot more self-realization about things.
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of people that was good, some people that could have been a bad case, and some people that could be like, damn, like, I really need to, like, get this together, or I need to work on this, or I need to stop doing this, or I need to start doing this.
Ironically, during COVID, the Smirnoff drinks, baby, they supported me through
They was hitting.
They were green apple.
Oh my God,
do you have a problem?
I can't with these, like, all these, like, high fructose drinks.
And I have a sweet drinks vice, y'all.
You have a sweet drinks vice. But no, I'm going to try that peach Red Bull. I'm still thinking about it. I'm like, Lord.
So you know what the vice is here? Mm-hmm. I like sweet things. That's what this is all about. Yeah. Chocolate.
You know what? I was just about to say that. I don't like sweets with candy also. I don't like sweets candy. Like, I'll have some Mexican candy here and there. I do like that. It depends on what it is.
My vice is putting things that are sweet in my mouth.
Oh. Okay. No, but I love chocolate. Like,
chocolate is an escape. Like, the chocolate from Trader Joe's.
Ooh.
Y'all. Is it sea salt? It's so good.
Sea salt.
Hershey's white chocolate. These are all like things I'll buy them, and like as I buy them, I feel so much better. But they're bad habits.
We gotta work on it, friend. We're gonna work on it together. We need to both. Just in general.
So
like,
some things that have helped that I could share, and I'm sure you could like. Therapy helps a lot.
Yeah.
Therapy has helped me so much with just dealing with things in a healthier way.
Shout out to Sean for just recommending that because I recently started therapy and it's been amazing.
I'm a big. I learned this like In my professional career, I'm a big advocate for mental health.
I was a therapy hater. I was like, I'm not talking enough.
But strangers. You know what it is for us? It's the culture. It's the community.
You think that's what it is?
Yes.
Our big culture time. And everything.
Because I feel like my mom never knocked it, but like she also didn't see like.
Yeah, I don't think that my family has knocked it.
They didn't knock it, but we were raised to keep things in house, keep things private.
Yes and no, but I think as I got older, me going through like very, very like not traumatic, but very just like very extra things or like over. Like things that are not out of normal. So I think just that, like my dad and then my stepmom have actually encouraged me in the past couple of years to do therapy. And I kind of just in one ear and out the other, like I'm not talking to like a stranger about A, B, C, or D.
Yeah.
Like I'm not doing it, but like I don't know what popped in my head and something just popped in my head. And I think you mentioned it to me a couple of times and I just decided to like, you know, make the appointment and yeah, so I
love my therapy. And I think
so far I love therapy. I think it's going great for myself. So I would definitely like recommend it now.
It just reminds me of when on Moesha, Kim said like, because Miles started going to therapy after he got caught smoking marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, you make me want to watch Moesha.
I watch Moesha religiously over and over. But Moesha was talking to Kim about it. Kim said, all my mama said we need is Jesus and Oprah because, mm-hmm. like, therapy is not, you know, you're private. You're supposed to be private. We're not supposed to talk about our films. And I remember Charlamagne came out and said that a few years ago about how, like, the black community is like that. I don't know if other
communities that's what I was about to say. Like you said, it's like a bit of a cultural thing. And also a bit of a, if I'm pronouncing this word correctly, masculinity.
Yes. Same. For black men, I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's like this in other cultures too. Because, like, you go talk to a stranger, but there's also other things too that therapists teach you. I think one thing that works well, breathing, being conscious of your breathing, like, when things get too stressful, taking a moment to breathe in and breathe out. Meditation is amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean that. Like, I know you guys, like, people are going to listen and be like, you guys are so late. Like, no, like, doing those things. I've truly helped me. Like, moments when I'm, like, stressed out a moment, I feel like my anxiety is, like, going off. I take a moment to breathe in and breathe out, and it helps a lot.
I've tried meditating, and that didn't necessarily work for me, but you know what has worked for me? Like, out of the norm stuff that I started trying, like, and this is, like, before the pandemic. Like, this is, like, probably, like, I started doing this, like, in 2017 or 18, I want to say, yoga. And I was always hesitant to do yoga because of my size, but it's like, big girls can do yoga too.
Big girls can do yoga. Big boys can do yoga.
And it is very, like, with listening to it, I love, like, listening to the instructor. Their voices are so calm, like, whether there's, like, you know, the music in the background or not, like, just the, like,
I want
to
do yoga, like, aura and
the energy of the room. You know what? You know what?
Someone out there is doing yoga to Lil
Boosie. You know what?
I'm going to do yoga to Lil Boosie. Y'all not going
to
stop me.
I'm about to be like Black China up and cut the mic, dead ass. I know you did not just say, friend. I know you did not just say that you want to do yoga to Lil Boosie.
Dead ass, like Beyonce said.
You did not want to. Okay. Anyway, so like I was saying, could you imagine?
I was on a work video call last week, and we were talking about dead ass. Uh-huh. Like, what it be? Like, I was like, y'all never heard like Beyonce say like dead ass? But no, dead ass. Yeah, I'm gonna do yoga. Somebody gonna find it for me. Yoga playing Lil Boosie.
We gonna
because
find
I need like the grittiness of like the realness of Lil Boosie.
I wanna do
yoga to Drake.
I wanna be there for this. I wanna You're be coming. There for you doing yoga to Lil Boosie.
Oh, I'm gonna do it. Y'all don't see
we
me.
Gotta
I'm
gonna find a hip hop yoga class.
No, because you gonna have those instructions like
that video of that lady when she be like when she's trying to teach hip hop and she's like, you see hip hop, there's hip, then there's hop.
You go like this.
You're like, girl.
Your legs open. Be like, this is
hip hop. This is
not hip hop.
She be like, this is not hip hop. Like, oh my
she
God.
Said that, and then she goes, that's hip hop. Like, no, it's not. You and your little.
Girl.
No, because I feel like yoga with hip hop, they're going to play like I don't know.
They I feel like it would take away everything that I get from yoga if somebody put on some little boosie.
No, I would get everything I need from yoga. My yoga and your yoga may not look the same. My yin and my yang don't look like yoga.
I feel like I could do a little boosie to like a step class or something. Like one of those crazy step instructors or like a spin class or something.
You're not going to ruin my fantasy. But yoga is really good for you.
Yeah, yoga's yoga, amazing.
Therapy, meditation, breathing, these are all, I'm telling you, you don't knock it until you try it.
Yeah, no, I love, a lot of times the devices
you use mm-hmm. are to relax, to de-stress, mm-hmm. less pressure, less anxiety, even like taking a walk, y'all, taking a walk is very powerful.
Yeah.
Taking a moment to take yourself out of an area or a moment of stress and taking mm-hmm. a walk, such a powerful thing.
Change the setting and clears your mind.
Nature, bruh. Let a bird relax you, man.
Like, something that I love and enjoy, and I think that a lot of, like, L.A. natives or just anyone who lives in L.A. should take advantage of, like, no matter where you are at in L.A. or in L.A. County, like, the beach is not far away.
You know what my favorite thing it's in the world is? It's not far away. Is the beach at night. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, what? But y'all ever seen Moonlight? I mean, no, but...
Not Moonlight.
No, but like, for real. Mm-hmm. The beach at night is the most relaxing thing in the world.
I haven't done the beach at night a lot, but, like, one thing that I love is, like, the beach during the daytime or, like, an early morning with a book. I'm going to fall asleep, though, but it's still therapeutic. But, like, but it's very relaxing.
Different scenery or different location. For us in L.A., it's a beach. Yeah. For you, it may be the mountains, a hike. Those things, or writing things down, like these are all things that will help you minimize your vices, because I'm working on doing them more.
Love writing, definitely.
Oh, I feel relaxed.
Writing, I would say that's number one, because a lot of times people are just in their heads to where they don't want to even like leave their house. So I would definitely say writing would be a big one.
And I vent a lot when I talk to friends about my stress, even though I have learned... I had one friend drop me because I stressed them out too much with my problems.
Oh, so are you serious?
Yeah. But balancing that, because you got to understand, especially now after COVID, we're all going through things.
Yeah.
So I think there's a healthy way to vent to your friends.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you don't want to, like, stress them out. Like that movie, what's that Disney movie? It'll come to me.
The Color of Friendship?
You know damn well.
The Luck of the Irish.
I'm not talking about The Color of... That movie had me stressed out.
The Luck of the Irish?
No, The Color of Friendship. I was like, ooh.
Girl, she was trying us at first.
She was doing a lot.
But, you know, she got they got it right towards the end of it.
That movie was a lot. For me as a kid, I was like, what?
I love that Disney movie. I had my best friend was like white when I was younger, like growing up. So like when I saw that movie, I was
like,
did
you make her watch it?
No, but I didn't see anything like really like wrong or like pay attention to like our race difference until I watched that movie.
You haven't seen the Cheetah Girls?
Don't have me break out into a song. No, we're not breaking out into a song. Not
all I'm thinking about right now is and I feel so alone. Oh.
Or that part where with Adrienne Bailon, she's Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls.
Just randomly. It's so many random, like, cringy moments in that movie. Oh, my gosh, I want to watch the Cheetah Girls now. The original one. Like, it's so
the
many,
first one?
Yeah, the first one. There's so many cringy moments in that movie. But, no, this has been a lot of good information, for, like, us.
It helps saying it out loud for myself, too.
I think for us and for like our listeners, hopefully everybody can get something from this. Yeah.
But use these tools, and obviously we're not experts. I mean, I'm still gonna be crying in my car to JoJo, or Drake, or Adele, or Beyonce. Oh, so when you see me doing that, mind your business. But going into the new year, I think it's good to have a good outlook. You don't want to beat yourself up too much. Mm-hmm. I know you were mentioning like your current like. Thing you're working on, like, don't beat yourself up. Have fun with life, laugh. I laugh at everything, but like, we're going into a new year, so
don't be too hard on yourself. Whoever you are, we're all human.
And we love you. Yeah,
we we love you and we love ourselves.
It's over.
Stop. All right.
But thank you so much for listening. I also want to thank everybody for listening to our first episode because the feedback has been very amazing. So I appreciate it. Yes.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all, and we will
see you next time.
Adios.
Deuces.